sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm reading some of the email coming in here. And this gentleman is basically saying, you're not a closet partial socialist. Actually not. I'm a capitalist. I think everybody should be wealthy. I'm just anti-exploitation. But if I'm forced to choose between socialism and fascism, I'm going to have to lean to socialism. Because fascism is inherently self-destructive. Didn't work out very well for Mussolini, did it? All righty. Let's see. Getting back to this thing about the security industrial complex. Ever since the end of World War II, the media, propelled by corporate interests and the Pentagon, have created for us an endless stream of enemies we're supposed to be afraid of. You know, the commies, the Russian commies, the Chinese commies, the Korean commies, the Australian commies. Well, no, they didn't do that. Michael Moore did this wonderful movie called Canadian Bacon. And it really, in my opinion, is one of his most brilliant, insightful works, because he's basically portraying a United States that has hit an economic hard time because they don't have anybody to declare war on. And so they wind up basically concocting a war with Canada because they can't find anybody else to restart the wars with, to crank up the economy, because it's so geared to death and destruction. We don't make anything for peace anymore. We don't make any TV sets, washing machines, or anything like that. We make bombs, and we make bullets. We make big, shiny rockets, and they're so big, and they're so shiny, and the generals just want to lick them all night long, and it's rather a little sick to think about. But we're back in this situation where they're trying to constantly create a new enemy force, a new war that can justify extreme executive powers and the taking of more money from us. War on poverty, war on drugs, war on carbon dioxide, war on terror, war on Muslims. And it basically, you know, we're seeing the result of it in our everyday life. We've got these scanners at the airport. We have to get naked for the government in order to fly on an airplane. And yet, the problems they're having with airport security are with the employees. Another TSA guy got busted looting people's luggage. It's the airport employees that are engaging in smuggling operations. It's the airport employees that are violating the security setup. The whole reason they're putting the ordinary passenger through the scanners is because it grinds up money. It makes campaign donors wealthy. Because if you've come up with this machine that is really not good for much of anything, you go to your local candidate, you give them a bunch of money and say, when you get elected, you've got to pass a bill that says everybody in the country has to use this thing. You've seen those little gasoline nozzle attachments that are supposed to recapture the vapors and suck them back up and release them at the top of the gas station instead of at the gas tank. It really does not improve air quality at all. But they're made mandatory and legal, and everybody has to buy them and spend money on them. And the people who make those devices get rich, and they tithe a percentage, a piece of the action, to the candidates. That's how American politics works. Invent something useless and have it made mandatory. So one of the newest things that have just come out, they now have a van that is being marketed around the country that simply drives down the street x-raying everything as it passes. To find, well, it doesn't really matter. It's just cool to have the van, and it's a huge amount of money. And it's part of this security industrial complex. We're being securitized. Just as we went completely overboard in the machinery of death during the 1950s and the 1960s, now we're going completely overboard in the machinery of surveillance and intrusion and scanning the American people. And you know something? It really isn't going to accomplish anything except to grind up a lot of money and make the purveyors of these systems very, very rich. Because there is so much data coming in, it's functionally useless. When we come back, I'll give you some more examples. We'll be right back.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the security industrial complex, the new cancerous mutated form of the military-industrial complex of the Eisenhower era. And it is basically that when you create organizations of that much wealth and power to deal with war, they have a motive to keep the wars going. And we're kind of stuck there now, not just with the war machine trying to come up with a century of war to keep taking money from you and putting in their own pockets, but now the security-industrial complex, which is attempting to keep you so scared of those gosh darn Muslim terrorists that you will keep on surrendering more and more of your money and your freedom so that they can put their little machines in the airport and x-ray you constantly. And they're always saying, oh, it's really, really safe. No, it isn't. X-rays are very harmful over time. And they say, oh, if you go through the scanner once, it's about the same as, you know, a dental x-ray or riding an airplane at altitude for 3 hours and stuff. Well, maybe if you only went through it once, but if they're putting them everywhere, they're turning our country into a gigantic open-air microwave oven. And it's all to make a fast buck. And the bottom line is, none of it is necessary. And I'll get to that in a minute. And the other part of it is that it's never going to work. They're collecting so much data, they can't evaluate it, even with these fusion centers that they're trying to come up with, which have produced nothing but reports saying anybody who questions the government is a suspect. which you don't need a center to come up with that. That's just basic governmental paranoia. Now, the reason why I think this is all a lot of nonsense, and it has a lot to do, first of all, with the fact that the attack on the World Trade Towers on 9/11, we'll be getting into that a little bit more in detail next month, there's every reason to believe it was a false flag. It was a staged event to justify a war. Only about a month, the United States government finally admitted that there had been no torpedoes chasing the USS Maddox in the Gulf of Tonkin, which was the incident or non-incident that President Johnson used to escalate the war in Vietnam. We all know now that the explosion that destroyed the USS Maine in Havana Harbor, that was exploited by William Randolph Hearst to kick off the Spanish-American War, was not in fact a Spanish mine. Admiral Hyman G. Rickover, the father of America's nuclear navy, went down to Havana and excavated the site and concluded, as the captain of the Maine himself had declared at the time, there was a fire imprudently located next to an ammunition magazine that destroyed the ship. It was an engineering failure. Politicians love to use any spectacular incident to create a war. If they can't find one, they will make one. Like I said, Adolf Hitler started the war with Poland by having his own people dress up in Polish clothes and attack the radio station in Gliwice, Germany. They took along a Polish prisoner and shot him dead so the body would be found the next day. And they attacked the radio station, and the people inside the radio station saying, "Oh my goodness, we're being attacked by the Poles. We're being attacked by the Poles." 24 hours later, Hitler goes on national radio in Germany. Germany was one of the first nations to have networked radio. It was a very powerful psychological manipulative tool, which is why every president since then has his weekly radio address, trying to exploit that same shock value. It doesn't work in this day and age, but they still do it. So Hitler gets on the radio and says, "Those gosh darn Polish people, they have attacked us, and we've got to go invade their country before they come back and kill us all." It's called a false flag attack. Nothing new about it. All the way back in ancient Rome, a guy by the name of Marcus Licinius Crassus, richest man in Rome, probably the world at the time, invented the fire department. Not quite as we know it today, but it did help make him rich, used the threat of the Spartacus slave rebellion to get the Roman people to go along with mounting new armies and going out to whip those gosh darn slaves. Spartacus was trying to get out of Italy at the time. They had no intention of attacking Rome. So these kinds of hoaxes to create wars are nothing new. And I think 9/11 was another one. Exactly like it. If for no other reason that, you know, are you really going to think a bunch of hijacked planes are going to get past the entire United States Air Force? And more than a few people have pointed out and said, where was the Air Force? Where were all the air bases nearby? The airplanes, after being hijacked, flew out to Ohio, then turned around and came back to guarantee maximum media coverage. In that process, they flew over no less than 8 United States Air Force bases, any one of which could have sent up aircraft to intercept. Remember when Payne Stewart's Learjet went walkabout, how quickly they had escorts up there to make sure that it wasn't a threat? I mean, as you study 9/11, it's looking more and more like a fraud to create a new war. Now, the reason I think there isn't actually a terrorist threat here in the United States, other than the phonies, there are a bunch of phony terrorists running around, put towels on their head and say, "I'm an evil terrorist, be scared of me," and blah, 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 blah. But if you really think about it, the Department of Homeland Security is constantly testing and supervising the TSA. And basically said 50% of all the practice bombs they try and smuggle through to the aircraft make it to the aircraft despite all the machinery and the naked body searches. I guess the TSA are too busy looting Walkman or iPod players out of your luggage and ogling the girls in the naked scanners. And so 50%, according to the Department of Homeland Security and a backup study by the Harvard Business School, 50% of all the bombs get past TSA onto the aircraft. That's a 50% success rate. Now, a real suicidal terrorist would accept that. as an acceptable risk. 50% chance of getting on the airplane, I'm game. And if I get caught at the gate, blow up the gate. Because from the point of view of the terrorist who simply wants to disrupt normal travel, blowing up a security gate at the airport is just as good as blowing up the airplane. When I was working in Europe years and years and years ago, I was at the Vienna airport following a terrorist attack that took place in Vienna and Rome, same day, simultaneous. They didn't blow up airplanes. They blew up the ticket gates. The fact that we're not seeing an epidemic of aircraft falling out of the sky or blown up security gates tells me the only terrorists that are out there are the ones working for the U.S. government to scare you into going along with all this security and all this taxation and all the loss of your freedoms and all of this endless war on brown people on the other side of the planet. It's all a hoax. It's a fraud. Think back to L. Frank Baum, who wrote The Wizard of Oz. The movie does not do justice to his written book. You need to go back and read the actual Oz books, and there are more than one. But think about, how does the Wizard of Oz rule his people? He's got a papier-mâché mask that he sets on fire, and he waves it at them to scare them into doing what he says. In the case of Dorothy, he uses that burning papier-mâché mask to scare her into doing battle with the Wizard of Oz. With the Wicked Witch of the West, which is a stupid thing for Kansas farm girls to do because wicked witches have got air superiority. But she goes out and does it anyway because she's more afraid of that papier-mâché mask than she is of the Wicked Witch. And L. Frank Baum was not writing a book for children. He was writing a book for adults about what he saw, a growing tendency, even then, of the U.S. government to just concoct one evil demon after another, after another, after another, all of these phony monsters to scare the people into agreeing to higher taxes and lowered freedoms. The number of these so-called terrorist groups that turn out to be working for FBI or CIA or Mossad or MI5 is legion. And it's all about scaring you into agreement to the agenda, to going along with the naked body scans, to go along with the van driving by your home and peeking through your walls, to go along with warrantless eavesdropping on your emails and phone calls. Because the government knows they've taken so much of your money that the American people are getting angry. The government is not afraid of Osama bin Laden, who's been dead for 9 years, I might add. The U.S. government is afraid of you. And they're trying to convince you that it's for your own good, that they've got to peek at you constantly. It isn't. It's for their safety, not yours. The total accumulation over time of all of these x-rays you're being subjected to is going to trigger an epidemic of cancers, for which I have no doubt whatsoever the pharmaceutical industries will peddle a whole new round of chemicals and potions and pills and treatments to treat you of that horrible cancer that nobody seems to know where it's all coming from. But trust us, it's not from all those x-ray machines that we're forcing you to go through every single day of your life, time and time again. Because it's not just the airports. Now they're putting these full body scanners at the bus stations, at courthouses, because the judges are afraid of upset people coming in. They're going to be everywhere, and they're major, major health hazard. But for the people who sell them, and the political candidates who get the money from the donations, they don't care. It's all about the money. And anything they can get away with is considered a really good thing here. All righty. By the way, a little trivia question, because people in the chat room are talking about Osama bin Laden. Probably a lot of you don't realize this, but Osama bin Laden had an older brother, Salim bin Laden, who was business partners with President George W. Bush in a company called Arbusto Energy. Does that sound like a real philosophically opposed family or something? Or was Osama really working for CIA? The answer is yes, he was. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I just got an article sent to me from Thomas in Sweden. Basically, they're going through their own security industrial complex. And as you know, a core feature of all of these is the so-called National Universal ID. If you ever saw the movie Fifth Element, and they referred to it as the Omnipass, and it was this card with a big frame and little tiny tanks of samples of something all around it. It was basically your entire life was in that card. And, you know, this exists not for your convenience, but for the convenience of the government and the banks. You know, ultimately the banks want every transaction to go through them. You're not allowed. They're pushing toward the cashless society so that everything that you do goes through the bank for government tracking, and of course they get a piece of the action every time they do that. So anyway, they've got this new government ID card over here in Germany, and apparently it's just been introduced, and already it has been hacked into. And therein is the real harm, because we know that the more and more our lives are moved onto the virtual systems of the computers, the more opportunities there are for those of evil intent to hack into the systems and steal information, basically capable of ruining your life. And, of course, government and industry don't go after the hackers. They simply turn around and sell you more security software to keep your system secure. So it's like the old protection racket from the mafia. You know, you got to buy protection for your computer. Something bad going to happen. It's basically what the whole computer security industry is all about. So now these new cards have come out. They've already been hacked. Basically, we're being staked out as victims for identity thieves, you know, around the world. I try and avoid all of these cards that I can. I don't even, you know, I go to a supermarket that has stopped using those so-called discount cards, which, by the way, they never were. It was a pilot program to try and track everybody's store purchases to make sure that we weren't buying too much of the wrong kind of household products that could be used to make something the government doesn't want to approve of. But too many people were simply forgetting the cards and using the courtesy card that was there at the market, so that program fell apart. Huge waste of tax dollars in the process. So, you know, they're coming up, they're saddling us with all these little new cards and everything. They can be hacked, which means they're functionally useless, which means anybody with half a brain is going to be so ordering their life that they're not using the cards. They're just not going to use the cards. And I think for a lot of people, we're kind of tired of being surveilled and spied on and pried into when we are not the criminals here. We are not the criminals. I mean, think about Nazi Germany. Everywhere you went, you had to show your papers. You had to show the records that proved you were a good little German. Yeah. And we're in the same thing in the United States. Everywhere we go, show a card, show an ID, show a form, put your thumbprint, look in the little retinal scanner, go through the body scanner to prove you're a good little American. Yeah. Well, I don't think so. I don't think so one bit. And as I said before, the reality is that most of this so-called terrorism is a hoax. A good example would be where, well, the Levant affair is a good example of terrorism that turned out to be a hoax to start, well, for political gain. And before I even get into that, think about this for a minute. I really have come to doubt that there are real terrorists out there. Okay. Now, in the 1950s, Israel did this little thing in Egypt where they were blowing up British and American assets and planting evidence to frame the Egyptians. And the Americans and the British didn't stop to think, why would the Egyptians do something that stupid? They just said, those gosh darned Egyptians, we shall have to give them what for. Then one of the bombs went off early and the authorities caught the bomber, who turned out to be an Israeli agent. And it blew up into something called the Levant Affair. L-A-V-O-N, go out and use your favorite search engine to look for that. It's called the Levant Affair. But here's the reality. In colonial America, would it have made sense for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson to go out and blow up schools full of children? It really wouldn't. It would destroy the support of the very people Washington and Jefferson needed to bring about their political objective, which was independence. And so if you really think about it, when you see an act of terror today, oh, those gosh darn Palestinians blew up a hospital or something, why would they do that? Why would anybody willingly commit an act that's going to destroy the support and goodwill of the people they need? And a really good example of that would have to do with the so-called raid on Entebbe, which documents were recently declassified by MI5, which basically pointed out that Shin Bet, the Israeli intelligence service, actually set up that hijacking. And they did it specifically to make the Palestinians look bad at a time when world sympathy for the Palestinian expulsions and dispossession of their lands was beginning to build. And if you go back, and you will see this over and over and over again, every time the world starts to like say, you know, Israel really is not being very nice and fair to the Palestinians, there's always a big terrorist event that's blamed on the Palestinians. Abu Nidal took over the Achille Laurel. Ooh, bad, bad terrorist, Abu Nidal. The Munich Massacre built incredible sympathy for Israel at the time. Then we find out during the BCCI scandal that Abu Nidal was being paid by Israel to go out and commit acts of terror, to be blamed on the Palestinians, to make them look bad, so the world would say, okay, I guess it's okay for Israel to go and maltreat the Palestinians the way they are, because they deserve it. They're horrible, terrible people. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We got one caller. We'll go to you as soon as the commercials are over.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right to the phones. Larry in Louisiana. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Larry?
Yeah, open the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to open the phone. You haven't opened the phone.
Larry, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. What's on your mind?
Okay, I hope you don't censor me. I'm really trying to figure out the Michael Rivera philosophy, what makes you tick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a question. Won't you be dead in 100 years, and what possible difference could any oil spill or governments doing or wars or anything, what possible difference could that make to you, because you've already stated that you are not your ancestors and your ancestors are not you, and even if all life was destroyed, the whole planet died, wouldn't lightning just strike a flat rock and the molecules come together and life happen again?
Okay, the reason I'm concerned about political corruption and death and the oil spill is not because of my concern about 100 years from now, but my concern about today and tomorrow. And what I am mostly concerned about is leaving to the next generation a better world than was left to us. And in that regard, we have failed horribly. We're leaving our next generation a really terrible state of affairs. And so the bottom line is my concern is very much with the here and now and the today, and all those people down in the Gulf who've lost their businesses and are losing their homes because of the Gulf oil well explosion. And, you know, I'm actually not interested in 100 years from now. 100 years from now, it'll be somebody else's problem to make the world a better place.
Well,
but right now and here today, my sole morality is to leave to the next generation a better world than was left to me.
Now the next generation, I take it that would be like your children.
Well, I personally don't have any children. I'm talking generically.
Oh, generically. Oh, okay. So you're talking about other people's children.
Well, I'm talking about all of us collectively wanting to leave to the next generation a better world, a world of freedom and prosperity and peace. I think that's a very noble objective.
Well, okay, but address my question about it wouldn't really make any difference to you, would it, if all life on the planet just died and the whole planet died?
Cause of course it would make a difference to me.
And, won't lightning strike a flat rock and won't life happen again?
Okay, Larry, you know, you seem to be running around in circles, and I'm not sure where you're going, but I think there's a very good reason to want to make a better world for all of us together without having to get metaphysical about it. And the bottom line is, yeah, once I'm dead, I'll be past caring about this, but hopefully there will be other well-intentioned people standing up to say, you know, we could really make some improvements to this place. If we want a heaven, let's build it right here and stop sitting on our keisters waiting for somebody else to sell it to us.
Well, I see the idea in your philosophy, heaven on earth. That's a good idea. I think that's a good idea. But if we mm-hmm. had a heaven on earth, as you're speaking of, then would we not be the gods?
No, because I'm using heaven in the sense of a place that is suitable for us all to live in. And again, I don't want to get into God or gods because that's just advertising for somebody's mythologies. Larry, I think I've given you enough time on this subject, and I know where you're trying to lead this discussion, and the bottom line is I'm not going to go there. My concern is the problems with the planet Earth right here and now. I'm not going to sit on my rear waiting for Superman or Batman or the Savior or the gods to come in and make the world a better place. I'm going to make the world a better place right here and right now. This is another reason I don't really care about Barack Obama, where he's talking about hope and change. I don't want to have hope. I want the change now or quit the job. I mean, Obama came in making a lot of promises. The only one he's kept of his campaign promises is that he bought his kids a dog. Other than that, he's been a complete disappointment and a failure here.
Okay,
all right,
well,
we're coming down. Okay, Larry, thank you very much. Have a good day. All right, now I want to get on to another subject here because one of the other things that I tend to be very much opposed to is capital punishment. I know this is another issue that people get up on. And the reason I wanted to talk about it today, there was a story that came out where they have an investigation has uncovered 230 cases of wrongful conviction in the state of North Carolina. Now, I know that this is not what you're used to thinking from watching television, where only the guilty are punished and the innocent are always exonerated, but that is not reality. We know that because of desire for promotion, desire for a conviction record, especially for prosecutors running for political office, that shortcuts will be taken. Frederick Whitehurst, many, many years ago, 1980s, I think, basically outed the FBI's own lab for biasing the results to favor the prosecution. They were faking stuff in order to secure politically expedient convictions. Leonard Peltier is a good example. By the way, happy birthday, Leonard. So the deal here is that going back, we see that there are these wrongful convictions. I think one of the most famous or notorious, of course, would be Bruno Richard Hauptmann, who was literally railroaded into the electric chair because of the political need to solve the crime of the century and punish the dastardly person who murdered the Lindbergh baby. And over the years, of course, a very different and dark story has emerged of that tragedy and the scapegoating of basically an innocent man who was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But these things happen. And at whatreallyhappened.com, I put this other story, 10 notorious criminals proven innocent after they were executed. That is a reality. We have, as a nation, as a government, put people to death for crimes they did not commit. And here is the point I'm making about that. If you lock up somebody in prison wrongfully, and they're later found to be innocent. You can let them out. You can perhaps compensate them for the lost years of their life, not necessarily for their lost youth or for their lost health. We know what goes on in those prison systems. But you can at least try and make amends. But once you take somebody's life and you find out afterwards they were innocent, you can't put it back. And so until we can restore a life to somebody it was wrongfully taken from in our penal system, I don't think we have a moral right to take that life from them in the first place. And I don't think we as a nation have a right to go around screaming about human rights to other nations, especially as a pretext for war, when in our own country we have such a deplorable record of wrongful convictions and wrongful executions. I remember back in the 1990s, during the heyday of the militant feminism, as opposed to the gender equity feminism, which I think pretty much most people supported that. But when it got militant and they got into the all men are rapists thing, and they were the opportunists were running the rape hysteria for every penny they could get out of it. And we saw all these false accusations against men, and men were being sent to jail. And then years later, they'd be exonerated as the DNA tests became available and began to realize there are a lot of people in jail for rapes they never actually committed. In one very famous case, a guy by the name of Gary Dotson, I think it was, and I may have that name wrong, but basically this woman, a young girl, her parents sort of figured out she was having sex with somebody, and she didn't want to admit she was having sex with her boyfriend because she didn't want to get him in trouble. So she said, oh my goodness, I was raped, and that guy over there did it. And the guy she pointed at, and he actually had an alibi. He was in another city at the time the crime supposedly took place. But by golly, those, you know, national organization women got in there and said, we've got to fry this guy to save poor defenseless women. And he spent 6 years in jail. And the reality is that we do not have a justice system that is just or fair. We have a justice system that inflicts punishment and pain for purely political reasons, sometimes on completely unoffending people. And again, Leonard Peltier, a good example, still in prison probably for the rest of his life. I don't think he's eligible for parole for another 14 years. James Earl Ray, as evidence continues to surface that Martin Luther King was the victim of an assassination plot and that James Earl Ray was the patsy, he was allowed to simply sit in jail until he died. And very compelling evidence that that was another frame-up. We here in this time are very fortunate as Americans. We have had it shoved in our faces rather forcefully that the government and the corporate media will lie to us a lot, constantly, about even trivial things because they're just used to doing that. We are all aware that the government and the corporate media lied to us about Saddam's nuclear bombs. They simply did not exist. And Americans are becoming skeptical, and that is a very good thing, because a skeptical people are a free people. A skeptical people will realize it's just a papier-mâché mask set on fire, and they're going to say, wait a minute, before we run off to kill the Wicked Witch of the West, let's take another look at this thing and make sure that we're really doing what is best for us. So we need to understand, you know, we have this wisdom from this time in history, that we know the government and the media and the schools will lie to us about history in order to create a mythos on which to found our political future agendas. We are raised to think that we are superior to every other nation on earth, which is kind of funny because every other nation is teaching their kids exactly the same thing, that they're the best at whatever, and that gives them the right to go out and impose their will on other people. And we don't really have it. Nobody has a right to impose their standard of living, their style of living, their religion, their philosophy on anybody else. Willing to share, willing to offer and say, this might be something that might work for you. But marching into another person's country and pointing a bayonet at them and saying, you will believe as we tell you to believe, you will live your lives as we tell you to live them, you will dress the way that we tell you to dress, that's just imperialism, plain and simple. I mean, right now, I want to get back, for the rest of the show, I want to get back into this gratuitous Muslim bashing we're seeing all over America. And if you go out on the social networking sites like Twitter, and you will see where they're talking about, oh, they make the women wear those scarves and those burkas and all the rest of that stuff. Well, if you look very carefully at photos of Dubai, for example, you will see that some women do wear the burkas, or there's another word for it. And some will wear headscarves, and some don't. It's what they're comfortable with. Okay? Here in the United States, we have a lot of, especially here in Hawaii, we have a lot of women running around in very skimpy bikinis. It's what they're comfortable in. Okay? It's what they're used to. It's what they grew up thinking was normal. Okay? But we seem to have this attitude that it's okay for us to go into Iran to force the women to stop wearing the burqas. How would we feel if the Iranians felt they had a right to invade the United States to force women to not wear bikinis, which I understand in their religion would sort of be considered legitimate? Would it make as much sense coming back the other way? And that's always going to be the test of the reasonability of what the government is trying to sell you in terms of going into other countries. How would we feel if it was done to us? How would we feel if it was coming back the other way? Would we think, hey, yeah, this is a really good idea? They're coming in to basically blow up our museums and take over our antiquities and loot our oil infrastructure. Would we agree with that because supposedly they have a superior standard of living or a superior lifestyle or superior morality? No, we wouldn't. It's just the imperialism. And I bring this up because even though it appears for the moment, this push for war... I didn't realize we've got callers waiting on the line. Andrea in Oklahoma is back. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? It's Andrea.
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Maybe you're not for the death penalty, per se, but when we sit here day in and day out being lied to by our government and knowing even though we call them and it's 90% that we don't want whatever bills they're passing, and they go ahead and pass it anyway. And they're taking our country, which our ancestors and our kids and our fathers died for, and watching them totally destroy it, where we feel totally helpless to be able to go up to Washington and shake them into voting the correct way rather than selling us out to a foreign nation. As a people, I'm ready to pull out the guillotine or any ropes and throw it around all the trees and get rid of this mess of the lies, the media, and everything. It's just crazy the way it's totally insane, and that the people aren't rising
up. What you're talking about and what I'm talking about are two different things. I'm talking about opposition to the death penalty in civil legal proceedings, criminal cases within a functioning working government. You're talking about a revolution, which is functionally a war. And unfortunately, in a war, people get killed. Now, me, I'm more in favor of a good old-fashioned tarring and feathering and running out of town on a rail, which leaves them alive but humiliated. But I understand when the people of France sent their rulers to the guillotine, they were doing it as much as a deterrent and a warning to future politicians as it was for vengeance for the crimes already committed in the past. And unfortunately, when you have a society where you've got so many people lined up for these government official positions, you can vote one crook out only to see another crook come in. And again, look at Obama, who, campaigned. We voted him in because we didn't want another, GOP guy like McCain in there. And Obama turned out to be just as bad, if not worse. The good candidates are simply banned from running. Look at how they basically blockaded Ron Paul at every step of the way during the primary season. So I'm in agreement with you that the current governmental structure cannot be saved. It is too corrupt to be saved. The people are completely disenfranchised. That's why our government's always concerned about taking care of Israel instead of the American people. And, I don't favor a violent revolution. I still think the whole thing is going to come crashing down of its own internal rot and corruption. But I know there are people out there talking about a revolution. And, I'm not going to stand in their way. you know, I'll be off to one side with a camcorder taking videos and stuff like this. But the bottom line is, when you talk about the execution that takes place during a revolution, that's not the same thing as a criminal case. It's sometimes dressed up to be one, but what it is, it's an act of war.
I know. Well, in Oklahoma, we've had several, and I know every state in the union.
Yeah, can you hang on, and we'll bring you right back after the commercials.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Andrea real quick. Andrea, what's on your mind?
Hello, here in Purcell, Oklahoma. He had caught his neighbor, his little girl, this little 10-year-old, and she... when they caught him, she was strung up. He had just, you know, cut her throat and bled her out. He was going to put her in a stew and eat her. He had been dreaming
okay,
about it.
Okay, all right. Can we cut to the chase on this one? That's a little more information than
well,
I needed.
He needed the death penalty, and I'm glad we have the death penalty here for people like that.
Well, let me give you the other point of view. I mean, I certainly think he should be locked up for a very, very long time, and there's no question about his guilt. But do you think that's the action of a sane human being?
When people can go amongst society and act normal, he knew right from wrong. And if it were my child, I would take
him out. We have politicians in Congress who don't know the difference between right and wrong because the sociopathic personalities here. I mean, it's a complex issue, and I'm sure we can all come up with examples of why, you know, certain people should be killed. But again, my issue is that we seem to have a system that is sending people to death who don't deserve it. And I agree, in a case where you find the guy there with this little girl's body in his hands and so forth, it's a pretty compelling situation. But did you ever see a movie called The Green Mile?
Yes, I have.
Tom Hanks' film. Okay, you remember how the guy who was executed for the murder of the little girl and how it transpired that he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time and he looked incredibly guilty and it turned out he wasn't? I just don't want to be the one to say that this person deserves to die. I make a mistake?
To a parent, and it were my child, the guy, I wouldn't wait for society to go about their long, laborious, and they usually get out anyway. But anyhow, that's just a parent.
All right, we got to let you go here. I got one more caller, and we're almost out of time. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Welcome. This is my inaugural call here to Republic. And first thing I wanted to ask you is I've been trying to get on What Really Happened, and it says the domain's under construction.
Okay, basically, we had a DNS mess up last night. It's already been repaired, but it takes a while for the changes to propagate through the entire Internet. Probably by this time tomorrow, everything should be back to normal.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Michael, you were talking about the Muslim bashing and so on and so forth. I mean, look what Hollywood has done for years. Has there ever been a Muslim good guy?
No.
Arab good guy.
You know, all the drug dealers are Hispanic or black. You know, all the films with Arabic Muslim themes are on low budgets. I mean, yeah, there's very much a cultural bias there imposed through Hollywood. And the bottom line is, if you go back through history, that other caller had it absolutely right. When the Christians were just beating the crap out of the Jews in Spain, it was the Muslims who took them in and gave them shelter. And talk about ingratitude and how sharper than a hound's tooth to have a thankless child.
Yeah, with Israel seeding the media with all sorts of money to play its line, it's no wonder. I mean, every newspaper, virtually.
$36 million. Yeah, we're out of time. I'll tell you what, we'll cover this topic tomorrow about this Senate report where Israel is bribing the American media to report things a certain way. Peter, thank you for the call. We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow here at 2 p.m. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical, stay angry, and aloha, America.
With recent internet